It's time to go to the Villages, America's biggest retirement community. It's where we're all headed at some point, you know, to retirement. And this is what we have to look forward to.
Think about how many applications they got with the Masters being on and all the eyes that were drawn to the television to watch golf this past weekend.
Well, this is the police, kind of the police beat. The list of some of the troublemaking that's going on down there in Florida at America's biggest retirement community, Brad. First of all, we got a wife who was arrested after attacking her husband in a dispute at the bowling alley. This was Monday night. This is 9 o'clock Monday night. This was a late night in the bowling alley. Husband and wife at the Villages get into a verbal argument that turns physical. At one point, she snatches her husband's glasses and breaks them.
Is it because he can't bowl or is it because he's been a gutter ball?
I don't know. Maybe he was hitting on some of the other women who were at the bowling alley. So she takes his glasses off of him and breaks them. He walks away to try to defuse the situation. She comes after him, continues to yell at him, hits him with her purse, which contained a set of keys. And that apparently, the keys, she had a big block of keys, I guess, in the purse.
Yes.
And they weighed a lot, and it really, I guess, it hurt the old guy and left him with scratches on his face.
Who knew retirement could be this much fun?
You have to stay away from the bowling alley. Okay, now
I heard the bowling alleys at the Villages actually have sand in the lanes like shuffleboard.
Those balls have got to be really light, you think?
You're dealing with three and four pound balls, for sure. Like filled with balls of wood in the middle or something.
That just screams lawsuit right there. All right, then we got a 90-year-old villager.
They put the guards up on the side to keep the people from going into the gutter.
And we got a 90-year-old villager who got into some trouble at the Taco Bell drive-thru. And she's actually wanted for what she did at the Taco Bell drive-thru. Well, she skipped a court date last week because of what she had done at the... she was wanted in court because of her behavior.
For whom the bell tolls.
At the Taco Bell drive-thru. She was supposed to be in court last Wednesday morning, but did not show up, this 90-year-old lady. So an arrest warrant has been issued for her. Jean is her name. Jean Hicks ran afoul of the law March 23rd after the front bumper of her red 2015 Chevy Malibu smacked the rear bumper of a vehicle in front of her at the Taco Bell drive-thru. What do you suppose 90-year-old Jean was getting at the Taco Bell drive-thru? A check revealed that Jean's license had been suspended in October for a failure to respond to a citation.
A chalupa and a cup.
Yeah, so she wasn't supposed to be out there to begin with. Jean's car right now is in the impound
lot.
Who
knew retirement could be this much fun?
She is running from the law at 90 years of age. And finally, we got Robert. He's an old villager, and he got arrested. He got arrested after serenading the neighbor lady. This happened Saturday morning. Now, it doesn't say what time this went down Saturday morning, but the neighbor lady complained.
I bet he's up early.
That Robert was playing his guitar and singing on his front porch Saturday morning. And what Robert was singing wasn't necessarily a kind tune to his neighbor lady.
He wasn't singing Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville, something like that.
I don't know how he thought he was going to woo her when he sang the following. There is a neighbor who was a bitch. I see her now. She's just a witch. So she calls the police on Robert. The cops come out and they say, Robert, were you doing that? Were you singing to her? Oh, no, that wasn't me. Then they go back to the neighbor lady and she says, oh, yes, it was. I've got the recording.
Oh.
And so she recorded and played it for the cops.
Using technology to her advantage.
She played Robert singing for the cops about the bitch and the witch and the bitch. And they said, well, that's it, Robert. You're coming with us. So they went over to and they actually arrested Robert on charges of disorderly
conduct. Who knew
conduct.
Retirement could be this much fun?
The Villages. All right, do we have a song for Robert?
Well, if we're going to steal from his lyric sheet, sure. his neighbor.
Should have just cranked up some Stones, Robert. Brad and John, KISM.